This isn't a great slide, but it kind of backs up what I'm talking about. It must be, I don't know why Blue Tree spelled laryngectomy with a J instead of a G, but anyway, could be a typo on their part, but I got it off their website. It's talking about three types of speech here. And so it's a nice little card to show your patients. You've got esophageal speech, and so it shows you that the person does have a stoma. Okay, so let's get the stoma here so you can see the stoma right there. Okay, and that the air is going to come up into the mouth and come out in a form of voice. Now, that's one way. Another way to speak is the tracheoesophageal puncture. Okay, so here what's going to happen is that the individual must cover their stoma so that the air is diverted into from the trachea into the esophagus, because you have a little device there that will push it over in there, and then it comes out of their mouth. So as you see, as they cover up that, this little device right here, you can kind of see it, and we'll talk more about it, pushes air up into the mouth, and they speak as they always had. Your last option is the electrolarynx, okay? And as you can see here, it is a battery-powered device, and they're putting it under their chin. You can put it on their cheek or anywhere that they can get good voice. So that's part of the first session, is you want to figure out, you know, where is the placement of this so that they can get the best voice possible. So I wanted to make you aware of this particular poster. You can get it from Blue Tree Publishing, which is always at ASHA and things like that. And it might be nice if you do see a lot of laryngectomy patients to have something like this to show them that they're, you know, they will talk, and here are the ways that they're going to do it.